Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas Wish, and this morning we have Carol on the phone. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Jagger and Christie.
Hi, Carol. We got your nomination for Marcia for Christmas Wish. How do you know her?
We met through a poetry reading some years ago and just have been friends ever since.
Oh, wow.
That's a cool story. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get her on the line, and then we'll have you read your nomination, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, here we go. Hang on.
Hello.
Hi, is this Marcia?
Yes, this is Marcia.
Hi, it's Jagger and Christie at Magic. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
Good. I bet you're wondering why we're calling you.
A little, yes.
You were nominated for a Christmas wish from your friend Carol, and we have her on the line. Would it be okay if she read the nomination?
Yes.
Say hi to Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Good morning. Good morning, Marcia.
All right, go ahead, Carol. Read your nomination. It was pretty good.
At a time when all are decorating and beginning to celebrate the holidays, my friend is having to pack and move her three children as she can no longer manage the rent on her house. Marcia works as many hours as she currently can as a caregiver for the Alzheimer's senior community at an assisted living facility, sometimes a thankless job to residents who can't articulate any appreciation. She doesn't yet know where she can go or if she will have to have all three girls with different relatives until she can afford adequate space for all. A terrible predicament to be in this December at Christmas time, especially with two girls having birthdays this month.
Wow. Okay, so you got a pretty good friend there and Carol, Marcia.
Yes, I do.
My
Very
goodness.
Good
well, you know what we're going to do, Marcia? We're going to grant you a Christmas wish.
Yes.
About it.
Now, here we go. I know, first of all, I know there's a little question about your living and where you're going to be living, but we're going to try to take care of that a little later on. First of all, I just want to make sure, you know, we're going to get you a Christmas tree, and you can put that wherever you happen to be on Christmas Day, okay?
Okay.
It's a gift certificate to Pinery Christmas Trees, and they've got tree lots all over the place, so whenever you're ready, it'll be there for you, okay?
Okay, that's nice.
Now the other thing is, you know, you got to have the Christmas dinner. I know Christie and I think about Christmas dinners all the time and how many much memories we have about that. So our friends at Barron's Market, they want to take care of your Christmas dinner, and they are going to give you a $125 gift card so you can go do a little shopping and get that Christmas dinner cooking, all right?
Oh, wow.
And then we have lots of sponsors. Just know that as we move forward here. And we are grateful to each and every one of them. Our friend Sari from CaliforniaVibes.net provides these amazing stockings. Wait till you see it. And it's stuffed with all kinds of really yummy, good treats and stuff like that. But it also has $250 cash in it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, we also know you got, how many kids do you have?
I have three girls.
Three girls.
I'm from a family of three girls.
All girls. I love
girls
that.
Girls rule.
Well, listen, our good friends at SeaWorld want to give you guys tickets so you guys can go and experience the Christmas celebration at SeaWorld, the whole family together there, okay?
Really? Oh, God, the girls are going to love that.
Yay.
Now, tell me about your girls. Names and ages, please.
My oldest is Jordan. She'll be 19 on Friday.
Okay.
Then I have Samia. She'll be 14 on the 26th.
Oh.
And I have Olivia, who's 10.
Oh, okay. I'm on Christmas Day, and my dad's was on the 26th, so me and Tamia, we're right there together.
Wow, I love that.
and we're both middle children, so. But we have great friends in San Diego Family Magazine, and so we are going to give the girls some toys from San Diego Family Magazine, but we thought we'd do a little something extra so that they can go pick something out that they like. So for Olivia, we're going to give a $100 Target gift card so she can go shopping and pick out what she likes. Same with Tamia. She's going to get a $100 Target gift card, and this is just for them so they can do their own thing. And then Jordan, we thought, might like a $100 Sephora gift card.
Yes, she would.
Yes, she would.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what, Marcia? We find around the holidays some things that kind of take up a little space that you go, oh, I wish I didn't have to pay that this month. It sure be fun to do Christmas stuff with that. So what we wanted to do, whatever your phone bill is this month, would be okay if we paid that for you and took care of that?
That would be awesome.
We're going to take care of your phone bill for a month. Not a problem.
Push that off the plate.
Not a problem.
Marcia, let's talk about you for a second. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, you know, not complaining.
Well, could you use a massage?
Oh, God, could I?
I know this gal, Kim Reyes is her name, and she owns San Diego Therapeutic Massage and Healing. And she wants to give you a gift certificate for a 60-minute massage. So you just take you a little me time, okay?
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
She is wonderful.
There you go.
She really is.
Now, while you're sitting in your massage and enjoying that, thinking, oh, this is so nice. Boy, I wish I had a little money to mess around with, maybe do some Christmas shopping. How about we give you a $400 Walmart gift card so you can do whatever you think you need to do for Christmas?
Seriously?
Yes.
Seriously.
That's great. I don't even know what to say right now.
That's all right. That's okay.
Well, and I know we're throwing a lot of stuff at you, but I know gas is so expensive right now, so we also are going to include a $200 gas card, so you have that little gas burden lifted. Everybody, every time they get into a gas station, rolls their eyes, so at least you'll have some free gas for a little while.
Oh, yay. I burn a lot of gas going back and forth to work.
Oh, there you go. He'll hook you up.
We'll take care of that for a minute.
So, Marcy, I got a question. I know there's a little uneasiness about where you're living, the rent. It's awfully high. It's going up, and you don't know if you can still stay in the place. Is it something where you can stay there, or are you guys having to look for something new?
I'm definitely having to look for something different.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen to this. We think it's really important that you know where your kids are going. We want you to know where you're going to go, and I know that's kind of a big question mark right now. We would like to help out with some good friends of ours, Tyler Whitney and their family from WW Transport, and what they wanted to do is help you either find a new place or stay in the place you're in, but they wanted to know if they gave you $4,000 to do that, would that help?
Oh my God. Tremendously.
Wants to take that first month's payment and maybe the second month, whatever you need to get into the new one or stay in your old one, but you've now got $4,000, a little security. You can tell the girls we know where we're going to be.
Really?
Yes.
We're not kidding.
I'll cry for you.
You know, this is just such a tenuous time of year with the holidays and everything, and there's expectations, and it sounds like there's a lot of chaos going on, you know, with where you're going to live. And if you could just get into a place by Christmas, that would be our Christmas wish for you.
That would be wonderful.
Well, listen, you got the Christmas tree. We've got Christmas dinner from Barron's Market. We have SeaWorld tickets. We have the $250 in cash from our friends at CaliforniaVibes.net. Let's see. You got toys for the kids from San Diego Family Magazine. They got gift cards to do their own shopping, taking care of that phone bill. You got a beautiful massage on the way. And to wrap it up so you know where you're going to be, $4,000 to take care of getting into a new place or staying into your old one, okay?
More than I could have wished for.
Well, there you go. And it is a Christmas wish.
Wish big!
I got to tell you, the only thing I need to make this wish come true, and it's pretty simple, is a Merry Christmas on the count of three. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.